From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Hello and welcome once again to Scrapbook, Marshall County History. I'm Glenn Broggett. We are joined once again by Loyal Dyroot here on the Scrapbook program. And today Loyal is going to tell us some more stories about some of the earlier figures in XL Township in Marshall County. This time around, we are going to find out about the stories of R.L. Muzzy and Pony Hoof. That's today on Scrapbook. Right now, we're going to continue on with our look back at Marshall County history, and we are going to be talking about R.L. Muzzy and Pony Hoof, their connection. And let's hear about this. This is fascinating stuff. Let's go right down into it.
Well, across, as we mentioned before, with Harold Berg and Rudolph Berg, right on the east side of the Thief River, in 1904, as we mentioned before, the land came out of the Ojibwa tribe at that point. Well, there was a man by the name of Pony Hoof who lived on that Indian reservation at the time. Now, R.L. Muzzy of the Muzzy family, one of the first to enter XL Township in the early 1880s, and R.L. Muzzy and Pony Hoof became fast friends because the cattle on the Muzzy farm often went across into the fields where they were tribal lands. And Pony Hoof was very good to R.L. He didn't shoot the cattle or anything, but he kind of kept them under control and brought them back when they had strayed when the river was low. But the unique thing is R.L.'s, I think it would be his great-grandson, Jerry Muzzy, would tell the story about how R.L. had moose, and he raised moose on his farm, and he sold them for beef. And of course, everybody, the rest of his neighbors kind of chuckled at Jerry. You know, that's a really a nice tall story. Well, last fall, Jerry comes over to my place, and he's carrying a picture, and he says, "See, I told you." And on the back, it says 1895, and there are three moose with halters on them, and there's a moose calf by one of the moose, and you can't mistake the halters. And there's a man with a bucket of oats who's feeding them. Here is what allegedly happened. Pony Hoof would catch moose calves. How he ever got them away from the mother, I cannot figure out, because it would have been a terrible disaster. I could see him getting pinned up against a tree in a hurry. But he would carry those moose calves across the river, sell them to R.L., who would then raise them in the barn with his cattle. And as they grew up, I don't know if he fed them milk or I don't know what the deal was, but at any rate, he would run them with his cattle, put a halter on him so he could kind of control him. And then that's how he cleared his land, according to Jerry. He'd put him in the brush. The cattle would try to eat the slough grass and the grass around it, and the moose would eat the brush. And so he'd clear the brush off his land. When they got to be a couple of years old, he would then send them down to St. Paul to butcher them. And they brought more per pound than the beef cattle would or the other cattle that he was selling. And according to Jerry, they would be sent down to St. Louis or to St. Paul, and they brought a very good price. Well, the back of the picture, it says 1895, so we know that this actually did exist. And I've never seen, except in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer film, I've never seen a harness on a moose at all, but they definitely have halters on them.
Seeing is believing.
Yes. So that Jerry would say, "See, I told you, people didn't believe me, but I found it in the attic." And here is that picture. And this would be a very difficult picture to doctor. It is quite original in its look. So the moose did, and that Pony Hoof, and of course in 1904 that land then came out, and that's the end of that close proximity. 13 townships came out, you see, in 1904 and moved the edge of the Red Lake Indian Reservation border or boundary to east of Goodridge. And 13 townships, I believe, is what it's noted as.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.